I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston. 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online windowworldofboston.com.
Good news about Billy Joel and Fenway Park yesterday, Ken Laird. The Fenway concert announcement is out. Although, I feel like later on today, when the king addresses his subjects at 1:30 and tells you what you can and can't do in the kingdom, there may be some of those shows that need to be moved based on the whispers that I received yesterday.
Whoa.
I received a lot of whispers yesterday. Mm. A lot of whispers.
Can you give us any more detail about that?
Nah, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I feel speaking of pressure, my blood pressure went up yesterday when I heard what is or is not going to be talked about.
Well, for instance, Billy Joel, August 4th at Fenway.
That'll be okay.
How many butts in seats?
I believe I said last week, and I'm standing by it, that August 1st,
yep,
which is 3 months from now, is the first date that there will be allowed to be 100% capacity at venues, any kind of a venue, 100% capacity.
The permanent new normal.
Not till August 1st.
Yes, that's the whispers you told us about last week.
And that way I stand by that whisper later on.
How about from now until August 1st?
Maybe 25% will be it'll go from 12% to 25%.
I'm not very good at math, but that's 3 months from now.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, three months.
What happened to 15?
3 months to slow the spread, Curtis.
Where's the 15 days?
Everybody's
getting vaccinated. We all know what's going on. We got this thing under control.
What are you, a Moderna or a Pfizer?
I'm Moderna'd.
Oh, I don't know. I mean I'm seeing online with the t-shirts, the Pfizer is you're less than the best. Yep. Pfizer is what do you Ken?
Pfizer.
Oh, you're Pfizer.
What's the different
is it Pfizer?
Let me tell you, the Pfizer people are really getting obnoxious. They're now some kind of a super species or something like that, the Pfizer people. They're down on the Moderna people.
Yeah, the side effect is being a douche.
Brady's Moderna.
I don't think you think Tom Brady is a guy who goes out and gets vaccinated.
No way. He just says, Alex, rub his arm.
Right.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. But it seems like we are headed to the place of we're all going to have to get vaccinated, or they're going to force us to get vaccinated if we're going to want to do things.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, they're having some of these outdoor games. We talked about this with Sam Kennedy, where some stadiums are having vaccinated sections where you could take your mask off. You could basically, you know, it's like a mosh pit. You could party, you could get, you know, people could bring your beers and hot dogs, where the people who are not vaccinated, we have to stay in our little bubbles, you know, looking out the window and going, how lucky they are.
Well, I was whispered to that Friday will be a big day when it comes to the masks. Friday is going to be a big day around here when it comes to masks. Wow. Yes, Curtis.
Do you know what the next goalpost move is? What about India? That's going to be the next goalpost move.
Absolutely. 100%.
Because as long as it's in the world, then we can't reopen our world.
Did you see the story today about the people who got on the flight to Hong Kong and they all had to present a negative test in order to get on the flight? By the time they landed in Hong Kong, 52 people had the coronavirus. Flight was from India to Hong Kong. And by the time, now I'm guessing that maybe some people were fraudulent when it came to the test that they showed. Is that probably what happened?
Or the incubation period. We know about that.
Yeah.
they beat that drum for, how long they beat that drum for? A couple of months? 4 or 5 days?
So the before we get to the dumbest of the day, the MIT study that I mentioned, because I'm getting text messages briefly, we can delve into this later. But apparently, Ken, social distancing is useless when it comes to containing the spread of the virus, according to MIT, because it doesn't matter whether you're 6 feet away or 60 feet away.
Okay.
Indoors. The virus will spread. So you can be 60 feet away from somebody inside of doors and you could get the virus. So the 14 months of the 6 feet spacing was relatively useless, right, Ken Laird? Is that what we would determine based on that MIT study?
They only studied one model of transmission.
I'm going home.
Okay, I mean, if you want to get specific about the study, they didn't factor in direct physical contact, the touching, you know, that may transmit.
Right, okay.
So, touching of the desk.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But yes, I mean, that could be right. If you're in the same room, you could be screwed.
Yeah, maybe at some point we could just determine that it's a virus and it spreads and you may get it at some point in your life. All right, let us get to the dumbest of the day.
It's time for...
Yeah, I was communications and psychology.
The dumbest of the day.
Eye-dropping.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. We listened to everything that was said in this country yesterday, Curtis, or around the world, and we have determined that this may be the dumbest of the day. You are suggesting that it could be the dumbest of the year.
This is a Hall of Famer right now.
Okay.
So Sky News Australia did a segment called Outsiders, where they spoke to kids who have been terrorized by climate change. Mm-hmm. They are panicked and they're scared. They played a TikTok video where a young woman had a very... odd sentiment when it comes to white people eating barbecue.
Okay, eating meat.
Meat.
Eating barbecue meat.
Yep.
Okay.
Now that black people have overcome slavery, they developed a rich barbecue culture to make up for all the meat eating that they lost out on. So when you go to the store and you buy a piece of meat as a white person, you are actively taking away a piece of meat that could be being enjoyed by a survivor of ancestral slavery.
Huh? Oh. I never thought about this.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. Have you ever had some good barbecue?
I do love barbecue. You know, if you're consuming meat, this woman is suggesting that you're a racist. Hmm. Huh.
I
didn't think about that. I mean, Wiggy, how do you feel about that?
Now that is my all-time, probably my go-to. I was on death row.
Is barbecue?
Something about a good barbecue.
Yeah.
And he feels like he can only get it down south.
Well, you can get good barbecue around here. What are you talking about?
I don't know how it compares to some of the southern barbecue places.
Oh, Blue Ribbon Barbecue is excellent.
Blue Ribbon is fantastic.
I'm not saying it's not good, but some of those places in like Georgia or Texas, some of that good old southern barbecue.
Are you a pulled pork guy?
Yeah, I like brisket.
Oh, brisket?
Yes. I never really grew up barbecue type. You know, like barbecue to me was like cheeseburgers, hot dogs, and some
grill.
On the grill,
yeah,
right.
Until that's not barbecue.
Yeah, until I went to University of Georgia and I was like, whoa, what the hell is this thing here? Yeah. Pulled pork.
You look
barbecue brisket.
You strike me as a burnt ends kind of guy.
You know what?
That's what he does before the show in the morning to get himself ready in his car.
Like, I would almost say...
He burns a full couple of ends before he gets here, if you haven't noticed.
I do love those.
I do love the charcoal, because you know how I like my steak with the Pittsburgh outside?
Yeah.
I like my barbecue extra charcoal-y.
Okay, very important question. On the pulled pork sandwich,
yes.
Coleslaw or not? It has to be on the sandwich.
Slaw
right?
dog all day on the
right,
sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
With some good barbecue sauce.
I agree. What kind of barbecue sauce?
I like the sweet and tangy.
I like the North. Is it the North Carolina one? The one that has that's green. That
no,
has
no. That's
like
the South African variant.
Kind of gold. It's golden. It's golden. That's what I like. The
sweet
golden
one. They got this place now. I want to say, is it Tony Roma's? It's a barbecue joint, chain barbecue.
Tony Romo's on the broadcast.
No, not Tony Romo. I think it's Tony Romo's. It's a barbecue joint in the Carolinas. Oh, yeah. It's like a chain barbecue down south. They have some pretty good barbecue there.
All right.
Barbecue sauce.
Well, just be careful.
Tony Romo's, you're right, Wiggs.
Be careful. When consuming meat, you may be called a racist. Here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending.
OMF, weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. All right, all the intrigue 2 days away at the third pick where the Niners have that selection after giving up 3 first-rounders to go up and grab it. Press conference yesterday with Shanahan and Lynch. Here's the full cut, which was my lead this morning.
Can you say with certainty that Jimmy Garoppolo will be on the roster on Sunday?
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Does he know something that's going to happen, like Saturday night?
Yes.
Like that he could...
Well, there's an asteroid that is going to hit the nation on Saturday night.
But, you know, like, trying to read through this, now he was also saying during the press conference, Kyle Shanahan, the team would be fortunate to have Garoppolo on hand if they had a rookie. John Lynch said, Jimmy has been a pro. I spoke to him over the weekend. He's taking part in virtual meetings. He plans on being at the workouts. I mean, I got to think they're moving him now. Plus the Peter King intel, Wiggy, that they would give up. Now they might trade Jimmy for a second-round pick. They're coming down on their asking price.
See, and I think it might even go down a little bit further, right? Because teams now know. Well,
but you wouldn't do it if you were Bill Belichick.
I wouldn't do it. I think that would be the bad move by Belichick. And I know where, what are we, 2 days away? What'd you say, 2 days away from the draft?
Yes, Thursday
night? I'm telling you, I've never been so excited before about a draft and what the Patriots are going to do. Because I clearly expect them to make a move and completely change how fans look at this team Friday morning and go, we now know who the quarterback of the future should be, right? The quarterback they draft, whether it's Mac Jones, Trey Lance, or Justin Fields. We should be happy come Friday morning. And if they don't, and if they're bringing just Jimmy Garoppolo, why, Belichick?
But it's not just Jimmy. Think about this, Wiggy. They use their first-round pick on, let's say, DeVonta Smith, a top receiver.
Yeah, I understand.
They trade Gilmore for a second and get a corner. They're going for it. They have Jimmy, plus they add other pieces, elite players in the draft at other spots.
But they could do that and still have their top, and still, they could just trade up, still have that Cam Newton as their one-year bridge quarterback to do all the things Ken, you just said, and then still have the guy next year that they can hand the keys to the truck to.
Now, the question is really, how long does Bill believe that he is going to hang around?
A while. Bill's not going anywhere.
I don't know. I think he needs to win immediately. Don't discount the Tom Brady factor also. He wants to win immediately.
Yep.
And Jimmy G, he might believe Jimmy G is the easiest way to get there.
How many wins is he behind Shula? Isn't it like 45 or almost 50 wins, right? So he would have to average 10 wins for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't believe Bill is just going to say I'm coaching for 5 more years because I don't think he's chasing Shula.
He's 69 years old.
He's chasing Brady.
He's not going to be coaching at 79 years old.
He'll be
Wiggy.
Coaching at 74, 75, just like his boy Tony La Russa, 76 years old.
Yeah.
Belichick has 311 wins. Shula has 347.
Okay.
And that's regular season. That's both. Total, both playoffs. Okay.
Okay.
3 games tonight. There were none last night, Greg. I don't know how you spent your evening. Well, you watched Nomadland.
Unfortunately, I watched Nomadland, which was a complete waste of time. I agree with Curtis. I can't believe that was the best picture winner.
What's it about? Will that be better or worse than Celtics Oklahoma City tonight?
It's about a woman who lives in her van and goes to the bathroom in a bucket. She just spends a lot of time going to the bathroom in various places.
Does anybody get killed?
No.
Nobody, no killings?
No.
Geez, spoiler alert.
No drugs?
There is zero character development whatsoever.
There is a nude scene mm-hmm. where she is swimming in the water, but that's really about it. I didn't get it, so sure. I must not be artsy fartsy enough, highbrow enough to understand it, right. Curtis.
We're not quite on Stiz's level.
Yeah.
All right, Bruins Penguins tonight with some line shakeups. Looks like Charlie Coyle goes the right wing. Chris Wagner might be benched along with Jake DeBrusk. We'll see tonight. 9 games left for the Bruins there in Pittsburgh tonight. The face off at 7. Celtics Oklahoma City also a 7 o'clock tip. No Tatum, no Kemba. Red Sox and Mets 7:10 first pitch, and you can hear it right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Garrett Richards on the mound.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI.
The two things that happen to you when you're on the New England Patriots under Bill Belichick in year one. Either you sit or you suck. Simple as that. Sit or suck. Tom Brady, you sat. You're lucky. Because if you were out there, you're probably going to suck. You know why? Vinny Testaverde. That ain't go so well. You go all the way. Matt Castle, you want to bring. These guys don't even play year one, year two, year three. They're internalize it. Cam Newton, we know you're desperate. Cam Newton, we got you late. Cam Newton, no offseason, no preseason, all virtual. No one does well in our system year one. But go out there. Let's see how that's going to play. That's why he's back. And he is the present. And if he plays well, he's the future. He's 32 years young, bro.
Marcellus Wiley, Wiggy, with some good news for you when it comes to Cam Newton. And maybe good news for those who are hoping that Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback. Because if Cam Newton is a possibility for the future...
Uh-huh.
So is Jimmy G. Jimmy G is a guy who already has sat here. Jimmy G is a guy who already knows the system here. Jimmy G is a guy that Bill may believe can step right in and where he left off. And you have two options there. You don't need to waste a draft pick on a quarterback that may not pan out.
Yeah, but what? I want a guy that has tremendous upside.
Right. Who doesn't?
But at least if I'm rolling the dice on one of those young quarterbacks, I might hit on that guy. I know what Jimmy G is.
But Cam's 32, and if he plays well this year, that's not year to year. If you're, I mean, if you believe in Cam, why waste all these draft picks to get another quarterback?
Because I think that even with Cam Newton, I think Cam is still the short-term
Why? He's solution. 32.
But I just don't think he's the long-term. So I would rather a guy who's 22 who can be the guy for the next 10, 12 years that could have unbelievable upside. And I know it's a roll of the dice, but I'd rather roll my dice that way. Know that I have Cam Newton to get me through this year.
6 months ago, you said he was the future. You wanted to sign him for 3 years and $30 million a year.
Right.
Hey, listen, sometimes you take a shot and you miss.
But
that happens.
But this means that you kind of agree with me about Cam, that you don't see him as the long-term answer for the Patriots.
But
that he is not the guy that you can build around.
But I've always said that he's not the long-term answer.
Last year you didn't.
Last year you wanted to sign him for a long-term
that
deal.
That was last year, but we're talking about this year and how the season ended.
Yeah.
Your opinion about somebody changes.
This is Shannon. Shannon, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I got a quick one. I love the show. I love Wiggy.
Thank you.
He's the North Shore guy, the Rusty Can for barbecue. Okay.
What is it? What's it called?
The Rusty Can.
The Rusty Can.
The Rusty Can. Where is that?
I think it's right off exit. Well, they changed the exit numbers, but right in Byfield.
Okay.
Is that owned by Doctor?
You'll love it.
Is that owned by Doctor Schaefer?
Yeah, it's in Byfield. Rusty Can Barbecue.
Uh huh. I would recommend I'd recommend Fireflies in Marlboro, where there's great barbecue.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that to you. Wiggy.
Love barbecue.
I know you do.
I thought, you know, and I just...
That has been established.
But being
you do love barbecue.
Being from the Northeast, you don't really find a lot of good barbecue joints. And I've lived in the South in, you know, North Carolina, in Georgia. And so I've had some barbecue down there. Not that it's not good barbecue up here, but it's like, man, I hadn't found that place yet, so... The Rusty Can, and what was the other one you said?
Fireflies in Marlboro. Also, BT's Smokehouse, but that'll take you, it's a three-day trip out to Sturbridge in order to go there. But BT's Smokehouse is fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm a brisket. I do love brisket.
I know this is an old show thing, but I cannot let a caller whose name is Shannon call the show without going to the iPod real quick and listening to a moment of one of the all-time greatest earmuffs ever and one of the most disturbing songs ever, which, of course, is called Shannon.
Another day's at end.
You know what this song is about?
I've never heard it in my life.
Anybody know what the song is about?
Nah, I'm a curse.
It's very, it's very disturbing. It was a top 40 hit about a dog that was playing in the ocean and then drifted out to sea.
Oh,
and the dog passed away. Yeah.
I hardly know what to say.
Such a great song.
Such a weird 90 minutes of the show today.
Nah, that's all right. Keep Ken, stop, let it breathe. We're about to get to the chorus.
Tell her.
This is the sad part.
Shannon's gone on the
she drifted out to sea. Who writes a song about a dog drifting out to sea and drowning? Who writes that song?
The same guy who wrote a song about named Ben about a rat who's somebody's best friend.
Did you know the song Jet by McCartney is about a dog? I just found that out a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
That's probably the best Wings song.
I think so.
Although Junior's Farm is pretty good, too.
Can I get a Jimmy G stat just real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Go back to 2019, Wiggy.
Yep.
Jimmy G was the 9th rated passer rating quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He went 13-3. He went 2-1 in the playoffs.
Yep.
He had a rating of 102 that year. The guy was a legit top 10 quarterback 2 years ago.
Yep.
And you don't want to take a flyer at least on him because you want Cam for a year and then a shot in the dark at a top five.
By taking a flyer on him means I'm not moving up to get one of those young guys.
Right.
So you're asking me, do I want Jimmy G or do I want to move up and get a young guy? How did Jimmy G do the year after that in 2020?
He was 3-3 and got hurt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How did he do the year prior to that season in 2018?
He was 1-2 and was hurt.
Okay, all right. So,
but before that, he was 5-0.
You know, there's a reason why people think the G stands for glass. I get it that the guy may be injury prone,
mm-hmm.
but he also was at one point. He was Bill's future. He was Bill's plan for the franchise at quarterback.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, though.
Okay.
The same way he was in a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
But
like,
the same way people go, oh, well, Cam Newton was an MVP 5 years ago. It's you look at it, yes, this was Jimmy G was, and you built a very good team around him. And I understand he had a good year that year, but that team was built around him to
okay,
be spectacular.
So is this. Look at Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry. It's a right. tight end. This but is I the want, Jimmy G offense ready
if,
to go.
If you're telling me all these guys are hearing, all these NFL experts are hearing whispers about the Patriots moving up to get a quarterback, mm-hmm. I would rather that guy go with Cam for the year and then – that be my guy moving forward for the next 10 years.
But who do you think gives you a better shot to win a Super Bowl this season, Cam Newton or Jimmy G?
Jimmy G.
Cam Newton.
Ugh.
You know why? Because Cam Newton has proven he could be on the field.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. How many games Jimmy G playing last
He's
year?
He's also proven he can throw into it.
Right.
How many games Jimmy G playing last year out of the 16?
I agree with you. He's very injury
Cam
prone.
Cam got COVID last year.
Yeah, but Cam missed.
Erratic.
Cam missed 2 games, but at least I feel like Cam will be there.
David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call as always. So,
hello, David.
How you doing?
What's up, David?
I want them to draft a quarterback.
Same. Okay. Thank you, David. All right.
Oh, jeez.
What? David calls
treated
every
David
day.
Like you treated Brittany Friday.
He calls every day.
Like Tangway on the
calls. No. He calls every day. I maybe we should space him out a little bit. What do you think? I like the guy. Nice
but
guy.
And that then you have
it
a whole,
like it.
I like him. Nice man.
And then you have a whole thing about like putting pictures up of callers because they call all the time.
Yeah, he never gave us a regular caller picture, so he ought to, we need one of him in his soccer uniform when he played professional soccer.
Autograph.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Derek, the Steelers fan, hasn't missed a show in like the last 8 months.
Well, I get people complaining about Derek being on too much too lately.
Yeah. Well, be fair across the board. Then
do we need some kind of an executive order about regular callers?
3 times a week limit.
3 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Same for me and Curtis.
This is Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
What's happening?
What up?
Not much. Wiggy, welcome back.
Thank
Glad
you.
Glad to have you back today. Hope you get a clean bill of health.
I did, thank you.
Clean bill of health. He earlier said that his colonoscopy was spectacular, and he wants to go back. He wants to go back 3 times a week to get them.
Telling you.
Well, it's because he gets to use his bidet at full force the day before. I mean,
I guess so. How was the prep day? Sunday?
Oh, the prep day sucks,
right?
That was I didn't eat all day Sunday. I thought I was going to die.
You didn't eat anything?
Nothing. Okay. None. All I had was chicken broth.
And did you have to spend the whole day on the can? Or
yeah, but luckily I had the bidet to keep me cool.
Right. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Well, anyways, I was calling about some food.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about cookies on Friday, and I know you're always saying, is the hot dog a sandwich? Which
right.
I think we've all kind of agreed the hot dog is its own sort of food group.
Correct.
What is a gingerbread man? Is a gingerbread man a cookie? Cookies are round.
I would say the gingerbread man is a cookie. You can make cookies in a different shape.
I believe
is a hot dog a sandwich?
I believe Wiggy said about gingerbread that there's something in it that makes it taste weird.
Yeah, I'm not
and
a huge fan.
And then we informed him it was ginger.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
it was the ginger. Yeah,
it's the ginger.
Well, I don't,
are you saying it's not a cookie because it's not in cookie shape?
Yes.
Huh.
It's to be disputed.
Yeah, but who says cookies are round?
What would you call biscotti?
Into the cookie zone.
That's a pastry.
Again, it's in its own food group.
That's a pastry.
Could be. I think
just because a hot dog bun is sold with the bread in the bread aisle, that doesn't mean it's a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah, but it still is bread, though.
Right. It's a pretty good question. This is Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I just feel like disputing Wiggy's point about going after Jimmy G.
Yes.
That defense isn't going to be here for the long run. Hightower's going to be gone soon. McCourty, Wise. You got to think of that. I think winning now, I love Cam. He's a hell of a guy, but I think Jimmy G is the way to go, guys. Have a good day.
Okay.
Well, I can understand that there might be people out there that think that Jimmy G is the better short-term option than Cam Newton. But who's to say that quarterback X that they draft in the first round can't be the guy that they turn to, whether it's week six, week eight, or even next year, and be that Justin Herbert, that Patrick Mahomes, that Deshaun Watson, where they step in right away, and with the team around them, they pan out to be a great quarterback.
I have good news for Patriots fans. You don't have to stay up till 9:30 or 10 on Thursday night. According to Giardi last night with the Mutt Man, he talked about how at pick three, you're going to know if Jimmy G is indeed going to be coming to Foxborough.
What is going to happen come Thursday night? What are the Patriots going to do?
I think you're going to end up, let's just put it this way. I think at the end of the weekend, you're going to have a pretty good idea whether or not you have Garoppolo. And I don't think that precludes them from taking a quarterback on the second day. I can absolutely see that happening. Although, again, there's a big gap there between 46 and 96 because of the scandal for the do-your-job thing and losing their original third-round pick. And I think that void is a little bit too much for them. I think they'd like to shorten that void a little bit. I don't know, you know, if you're going to have to borrow from next year or if you're going to have to, you know, whether it's Gilmore, whether it's J.C. Jackson, whether it's someone else to acquire an extra pick somewhere in there. But I think I actually think you're going to know what their future is at quarterback after pick number three. If it's Mac Jones, I feel pretty good about Garoppolo ending up here. If it's Trey Lance, I wouldn't feel that good about it.
All right, I can see why he's saying that. He thinks that Mac Jones is ready to play right now, where Trey Lance will have to sit for a year.
Right.
I mean, I could see that happening.
This is Bob. Morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Bob?
I just want to chime in with Cam Newton. I think, unfortunately, he's going to be the expendable odd man out. If they can get Jimmy G, that's kind of a no-brainer. As far as drafting, I think Bill's going to look in the later rounds and probably find that young guy, just like Wiggy's saying. But it doesn't have to be a top 10 pick. How many are busts when you really think about it? And how many guys can come out of a later round and do an adequate job?
Yeah, but we've already kind of had this discussion before. The chances are much higher that you hit on a first-round draft pick at quarterback than any other round. And they're much higher that you hit on a guy who's in the top 10. Not saying, I mean, we all know the draft is basically, you know, a roll of the dice anyways. But if you're telling me that I could potentially, based on what the experts say, that one of these guys could be the guy for the Patriots for the next 10, 12 years.
But the experts are not saying that about all of these guys. You keep saying that.
Well, all the experts are saying that they're not going to be right that every guy's going to hit, but based on what they're saying, they're all projecting these guys to be really, really good NFL quarterbacks.
I don't think Mac Jones is predicted to be like an elite guy. At best, he looks like a mid-level starter. He's not going number three.
Come on.
He is going to slide.
There's already been other reports out there that San Francisco, it looks like they're back on the Mac Jones train.
Jameis Winston, number one overall pick, not a starter. Marcus Mariota, number two pick.
No, I understand that, Curtis. But prior to the draft, when those guys were drafted, the projection of these guys was you know, through the roof.
Right. But would you not agree that most of the first-round picks, when it comes to quarterbacks, end up being a bust?
Yes, because there's more.
You think Bill knows that?
Because there's more first round picks that are quarterbacks than in any other round. So yeah,
Jimmy G will not be a bust. Bill knows that. It's a sure thing for him, and he's got Cam there to back him up. If Cam can accept that role, that's the one concern about that.
All right, we got to take a break. We will be back with the news coming up next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, That just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think they would say?
Wiggy is back. And by the way, I just put up a picture of Wiggy on my Instagram, and I believe that it is fraudulent what Wiggy is wearing today. So if you get a chance, take a look at my Instagram. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can follow me on Instagram.
Holy cow.
Whoa.
So my man has 617 apparel.
Isn't that fraud?
It's a fraud alert.
No, I feel like, you know what? They forced me to now, the government has forced me to get a vaccination.
But you haven't gotten it.
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Right. So that's false,
the whole point.
It's false advertising.
But soon I will be vaccinated.
It's like fake bubes. It's false advertising.
Well, then once they're in the body, they're no longer fake. They are real.
You're not allowed to wear a vaccinated shirt if you haven't been vaccinated.
I'm supporting the cause.
You're misleading people.
I'm like a white person wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt. I'm supporting the cause. That's all.
What? That was a weird turn. Greg,
yes.
You should circle vaccinated and put a line through it, and then the shirt will be official.
Yeah. All right.
I have my final / fluid big board of four. Have that if you guys ever want it.
Okay.
I know Scorsese has left, but I know we have somebody else.
You mean somebody who could do a big board for you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, if we have...
Okay, yeah, we can put together a graphic on your final big board, but we're...
It's not
we're
final, waiting. It's fluid.
It's fluid, I understand that, because we're waiting on the fifth candidate.
Right.
So, yeah, we could at some point... I mean, we could share your top four if you want later on in the show.
Right.
We could certainly do that. All right, at Northeast Men's Health, they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com. Well... Not only Curtis addressed this during his lead this morning at 6:15, but not only did the Oscars have the lowest ratings ever on Sunday night, but the city is being criticized for the way in which they treated the homeless who were living near the train station where the Oscars was being broadcast live. Apparently, they moved all of them out of their place where they live there at the train station prior to the broadcast, so the city of Los Angeles would look good. And this is DJ, a guy who was living in a tent in downtown L.A.
They came to us about a week ago and said that we had to move by Friday, today, 6 p.m., because they were trying to clean it up for the Oscars. And they told us that if we didn't move, they were going to just demolish our stuff.
Hypocrites.
Right. Best Picture is Nomadland, and the Oscars are creating nomads.
Right.
Yep.
What in the hell?
What about Brad Pitt and all these other Hollywood people who profess to want to fight for the everyday Joe, the average person, somebody who's down on their luck? And rather than fight for them, they're shipping them out of there so they don't appear in the background on the television broadcast, so that they're not doing something on the red carpet that they shouldn't be doing.
That reminds
me. Brad Pitt probably would have talked about that, but you would have mocked him for being too woke, so he didn't talk about it.
They don't. Those L.A. people, those celebrities are fraudulent. They want to fight for the homeless in Africa, not in America. Let's not get it twisted.
By the way, Greg, do you remember the Beijing Olympics where they had to create these huge walls to prevent people from seeing the slums when they were in town? It's the same exact thing.
And Ken says the ratings were so low Sunday night because nobody was able to go to a movie theater over the last 14 months. That's the reason, right?
I saw Nomadland.
Lion, right, Wiggs?
Yeah, I saw
Nomadland. It was on in my living room.
Yeah, movies have been on in everybody's living room for the last year.
How many of the top seven did you watch again?
I didn't watch any of them. Because that's not my genre.
What is
your genre?
My genre is murders. I'm obsessed with true crime and murders.
Well, then you would have liked the Judas and the Black Messiah.
Is there a murder in that?
There is a murder in it.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah. What were people doing Sunday night, Ken? What was on that they were watching instead?
Anything else?
Netflix. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Was
anything
on
else? The issue
Mayor
is that
of Easttown.
The issue with everybody is that we've watched everything else. We've all watched everything we want to watch.
Did you watch Mayor of Easttown Sunday night?
I watched it last night.
I did. I stayed up. It's on at 10 o'clock. I did. There you go. I stayed up.
It's 2 hours into the Oscars, Ken.
Yeah. That's kind of the peak of the Oscars.
What?
By the way, sneaky suspect in Mayor of Easttown, Curtis, the daughter, because of what the ex-husband may have been doing.
Ooh, the daughter at the insane asylum.
No, the daughter who lives with the family, who's in the band. Kate Winslet's daughter.
Right.
Because that's her dad.
Right.
And what sneaky suspect. Also, I think the priests are, one of the priests or both of them are suspicious. They're suspect also.
The one in the window is very suspicious. Yes.
All right, back to the news. There continues to be yet another mascot debate here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This one is in Wakefield, where the community remains divided after a school committee vote last month to retire the high school's logo. The logo in Wakefield is the warrior. And on today, I guess, the entire town is going to get to weigh in a non-binding referendum ballot question whether or not they should get rid of the warrior. This is Daniel Lee, who is a resident in Wakefield.
It's a warrior. It can't be offensive. It's just a picture.
Yeah, I'm Irish. I mean, there's. Yeah, I'm not going to say get rid of Notre Dame because I don't want to be known as a leprechaun.
So, I mean, could a warrior is a, that would be a positive image, no?
That's what I thought. Like a warrior is like somebody that's like in battle, right?
Yeah. I mean, I felt that way kind of about the chieftain from my, you know, home continent, former home continent of Neshoba Regional High School, because I thought the chieftain was like a proud, you know, that was a proud
Native
symbol,
American
a proud
warrior.
Symbol. Yeah. Right. Right. So, but they have, they're trying to build a new school out there. I wonder if the $2 million that it cost them to change the chieftain over would help when it comes to building the new school.
Oh, yeah,
new,
that would definitely help.
Getting the money to build the new school.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
That would help. All right, well, everybody gets to vote on that in Wakefield. Yesterday, Governor Baker told all of us to stay tuned for updates on the state's policies about COVID-19.
We do plan, said last week, that we're going to make some additional announcements here in Massachusetts this week.
Those are going to happen today. And spoiler alert, looks like you'll be able to maybe take your mask off out of doors by Friday. So
I
mean, is that a positive step?
Yes.
Of course that is.
So so basically, anytime we are outside, you know, walking from our car to whatever store, or just walking, you know, through a park, we no longer have to wear a mask. That's a positive.
You will no longer be yelled at by somebody who wants you to have your mask on
funny.
Outside.
Yes.
And the next press conference for Governor Baker is going to be at 9:30 Thursday night when the Patriots are drafted.
A little surprised, though, that we won't get to 100% when it comes to venues until August 1st.
And that's your report, right? That's not out yet. That's your intel.
That's my intel.
And when you say venues.
Fenway, the Garden, concerts, outdoor concerts.
Make way for Ducklings.
Indoor concerts.
Right.
Outdoor concerts at Fenway. Like any concert that was scheduled in. Although there's some, there's also some whispering about Fenway being able to go to 50% before anybody else can go to 50%.
Yes, I have heard that they're going to ramp it up somehow for kind of ballpark staffing issues. They don't want to go right from whatever, if it's 25%.
So they're getting special treatment over there at Fenway is what you're saying.
Perhaps. Yeah. By the way, what about bars and nightclubs? Any intel on that?
I've heard nothing about that. I assume that you're going to be able to bump your table capacity up by a couple people or something at some point. So you go from 6 people to 8 people at a table. I mean, when would, like, nightclubs, these people who are in the nightclub business, the bar business?
But if you're saying August 1st for venues, which is indoor arenas, you would think that the nightclubs, restaurants, gyms would have full indoor 100% capacity with no restrictions prior to that. And you're not getting any whispers about.
No whispers about bars or nightclubs or any of that.
Hmm.
Or as you call them. Lounges.
Yeah, lounges.
You do love lounges.
I love a lounge.
Is 10 tables in JP now just called 3 tables?
It's
I'll tell you what. I may have to move my OAR party to New Hampshire. Do you think Governor Sununu would welcome me up there?
Hell yeah, with open arms.
Is this an idle threat, or is this something you're seriously considering?
I'm threatening it. I'm going to move it. I'm going to move that revenue out of the state of Massachusetts.
This is like the rogue St. Patrick's Day parade you were going to lead.
And when is that? It's in June, right?
June 26th. Two months away.
I think it'd be a no-brainer.
2 months away, and you can't tell me that I can have 1,200 people in a venue?
Right.
When everybody's been vaccinated?
Right. See, so what you're doing is now you're going to be waiting till the last minute, where you already know in New Hampshire, full capacities, indoor, outdoor, so you could have the venue of your choice in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And have more than whatever number you would have here in Massachusetts. I think it's something you should maybe think about a little bit.
I bet Sununu would come and he'd be the second hype man to you, because mm-hmm. you want to be the hype man for that
show. I just want to see what it's like.
Sununu, I mean, the guy's wide open up there. It's wide open. Connecticut, wide open.
And
Rhode
probably
Island,
throw your bone,
Rhode
too.
Island, wide open.
Why do we have to wait 3 months to announce this? Why can't we just see how things are, like, on a week-to-week basis?
We're going
to
be do you realize that in July, the whole entire country.
Yeah.
Is going to be wide open, and we're going to be sitting here pulling our you-know-whats.
Right. Us in Ireland.
us in Ireland. I mean, this is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, I got a couple things for you guys.
Yes.
First off, Greg, did you take a pay cut today to read the news?
yes. Whatever is necessary to keep things afloat, I'm willing to do it, Ryan. Absolutely.
You're a man of the people.
Thank you, Ryan.
Secondly, my vote is for Brent.
For Brittany?
Awkward Radio is radio gold, in my opinion. So she's good there.
We'll get at some point to Wiggy's new big board. I don't know if after Friday he is still on Team Brittany, but he may be.
I saw him being X on his big board after Friday's show.
She had a couple rough spots. We discussed that yesterday, but
I think they all had like their, you know, few little rough patches, but you know, a lot of high moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, you're based on my new big board. I'm kind of like, all right, I like this new big board I put together. Some things I would say I'd have to, you know, make some changes here and there.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to that. And Adam Schefter, who says that every single NFL draft trade for a quarterback has one thing in common. We will get to that. I think that echoes my comments earlier in a roundabout way, Curtis. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Right again, Greg.
So we will get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.